Last September, at a music festival in Cairo, a group of concertgoers raised a rainbow flag in support of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights. Some of the young Egyptians there described it as a beautiful moment in a socially conservative country. But as NPR's Jana Raff reports from Cairo, it led to a crackdown against the LGBT community there in Egypt, and a warning this report contains an offensive term.
Ahmed Allah sits in the back room of a downtown coffee shop. He wears a black hoodie under a denim vest and sneakers. He looks younger than the 22-year-old that he is. It's March when we meet. Hunched over on a sofa as he smokes cigarettes and talks, he seems particularly vulnerable. But his face lights up as he tells me about holding the rainbow flag.
It's a great moment for feeling free, for helping people to practice their rights. It's make me happy. It's make me feeling I'm a human. I can speak. I can share my opinion in the public. It's my best moment of my life.
He posted a picture on Facebook with the flag, and others did too. Allah is a law student. He says he thinks it's everyone's duty to stand with the oppressed. He switches to Arabic as he tells us what happened the next morning.
After I woke up, I saw that account on Facebook. The comments were open to the followers.
I woke up and saw all these threats on Facebook. I was shocked at the number of comments threatening to kill me and drag my body through the street.
His university publicly condemned him. His sister was bullied. His father was shunned in his home village. His best friend was detained. And then Allah was arrested. Homosexuality isn't illegal in Egypt, but there are other laws for prosecution under what the government terms debauchery. According to human rights groups, Allah was among more than 100 people arrested after the concert by the Lebanese band Mashrou Leila. The most serious charges were leveled against Allah and a young Egyptian woman, Sarah Hagazi. Allah was placed in solitary confinement to protect him from other prisoners, many of them ISIS.
The prison was four floors. The four floors would chant my name, the faggot from the Mashrou Leila concert. People would start shouting threats.
Allah was born and raised in Saudi Arabia, the son of an Egyptian engineer. He memorized the Quran as a child. In prison, he pretended he'd been high on drugs when he grabbed the flag and didn't know what he was doing. He started leading prayers to convince other prisoners he was one of them. He and Hagazi were released on bail after spending 3 months in jail, waiting for a trial that could land them up to 15 years in prison. But he says his life and his family's life has already been ruined. In Cairo, he moved from house to house. He was afraid to take cabs. He was in danger of being expelled from university. It's a heartbreaking contrast to his hopes 7 years ago, when Egypt's longtime dictator was toppled.
After the Egyptian revolution, most of the people have their own dreams about the country, about the future. Now we can't just talk, we can't say anything about the public situation because of fear. Fear from the country, fear from the police.
Do you have a dream?
Now? I wanna die.
You want to die?
Because I don't have a life. I can't live like anybody. Every step, every place I go on, this is Ahmed Allah, the guy who raised the rainbow flag on Mashrou Leila concert. Most of my friends, I heard them just because I'm Ahmed Allah.
Allah had a lawyer and friends who kept an eye on him. But a few days after we talked, he took an overdose of sedatives. He says he was trying to kill himself. And a few weeks later, he found a way out of the country. I reached him in Canada, where he's seeking asylum.
Jane, how are you? Listen, Limick, I'm fine. Thank you.
He says the main thing is he feels safe. It was the first day of Ramadan, the month where a lot of Muslims fast during daylight. Even if you're not religious, family and friends get together for the evening meal. He says he's found a group in Canada.
So I will go there with some friends from Egypt and LGBTQ. We all will eat together today I miss my friends and my family and my brother and my sister and my small brother. Not Cairo, not the place, but the people.
For now, Alaa has escaped the prospect of prison, but he's given up his home country to do it. Jane Araf, NPR News, Cairo.